This is the SMB Community Podcast, the longest-running MSP-focused podcast in the industry.
I'm James Kernan. My background's IT sales, marketing, and leadership, and most recently, M&A advisory services.
And I'm Amy Babinchak. I help MSPs run stronger, more profitable firms from a tech-first perspective.
Here, you'll find practical insights for MSPs and IT service providers. Powered by Small Biz Thoughts.
Hey, James, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, doing good. How are you?
I'm awesome. I have a fabulous question of the week that came in, and then I'm going to tell you about murder robots.
Ooh, exciting. I'm ready to go.
All right. Hey, the question that came in was, how can I establish my MSP as the hometown favorite?
Hometown favorite. Ooh, I like that one. I like that one. So that's a good marketing branding question. And, you know, there's a series of things I would just recommend. But one, just right out of the get-go, I like when you're marketing yourself in your local community. I've always talked about a couple things that you need to do. One, you need to educate the local community. You need to be the authority on these topics like cybersecurity, compliance, AI, and be educating. Good content has education, but also has a little bit of entertainment. So I call it edutainment, if you can. So good, consistent marketing, and consistent is the key word there. So good content, consistently push it out on social media, you know, press releases, website updates. And something that I've seen some of my clients do a really good job, and you got to do it tactfully, is people like doing business with good people. And what I mean by that is show what you guys are doing with the local community, maybe giving back. You guys are involved in some nonprofits or charities. You know, you were at the food drive or you were at the golf tournament. I like seeing pictures like that of how you're giving back. Not that you're bragging about what you're doing. You're just kind of showing the goodwill that you're doing for your local community. And as long as you do it with a delicate balance, I think that's really healthy. I love seeing things like that. And it typically gets really good, better engagement, especially if you've got photos or videos. So I think that's all, you know, good, consistent marketing, I think, is really important. And then I would look at doing some of the other things I see working well, Amy, are maybe like a monthly happy hour where you get, you know, prospects, customers, maybe even some of your strategic partners together if your local geography will allow, and maybe have like a monthly meeting where you can get together and introduce people to one another. You know, it could be a lead gen for some of your customers looking for other customers. You could do some brief introductions. I like doing things like that, kind of getting yourself out there. If there's no other networking events going on that you could piggyback off of, just create your own and invite your strategic partners. And, you know, sometimes they'll even pony up for the bar tab. So I like doing things like that, but you have to do it consistently. That's the most important part. I've always said marketing is like the oxygen of your business. You can't just do it once a month or once a quarter and think you're going to get results, because you're going to die on the vine. So that those are some quick ideas that I'm seeing that's working well.
All right. We can tell that you're passionate about this, James. There's a couple of quick practical things that to add what James just said. I'll give you a couple of examples of how I did that exact kind of thing in my MSP. So we did a whole string of social gatherings at local pubs, right? We're just loaded with lots of breweries and things here in Michigan. There's, you know, two on every corner kind of thing. And so what I did is I pushed out to all of my LinkedIn contacts. And if you loyal listeners, you've heard me talk about how, you know, I would find the connections of my customers and make it and connect with them. And then I would invite those people out to these events and say, hey, you know, I'll buy the first drink, and I would highlight, you know, a beer and their non-alcoholic offering, and say, you know, I'll buy the first one. We're going to be here from 4 to 6 for happy hour. You know, just stop by and say hello. And then I would put up a little I had a lighthouse actually that represented our company, and I would say, look for the lighthouse. I had this little statue of a lighthouse, and I would just
Cool.
put it on a stand-up table there. And, you know, my staff would show up and we'd be having a beer, and then people would wander by, they'd see the lighthouse, and we would buy them a beer. And that's how we kind of got to know people. So I also happen to know the guy that asked this question, and I know that he sponsors the local Little League team. And he has
Right.
also in a big beer area too. And so he struggled with the idea of, do I go out and buy all these ads with, you know, the beer companies and sponsor their coasters and whatnot? I think that's a more expensive way to go than just, you know, show up with a party. And people will like you because people like to do business with people they like, right?
Right.
Yeah. So the other thing is, of course, to get involved in your local business organizations. They are kind of trending down in membership, but they also trying to trend up in age, which makes them more likely to be actual business owners that are there at your Rotary Club and Chamber of Commerce and those kind of things too. So you could also do the same deal with coffee shops, right? There's one of those on every corner. You could do a morning coffee. And when I did a couple of those, I proposed a topic. I'll be like, I'm going to be here chatting with people about X, right? And I'll buy your coffee if you want to stop by in the morning. Actually, I would say I'll buy your hot chocolate because that's what I drink.
That works too.
Yeah. If you have to have a coffee, I'll buy you one of those as well. Really inexpensive way to do marketing. Really inexpensive way to get to know people in a kind of casual way. And then, you know, later on, you can tell them more about your business. You know, that gives you an in, right? Thanks for stopping by.
Amy, one other quick tip on that. If you're nervous about the bar tab getting too large, one of my customers actually had bunch of poker chips created. And as they came in, they're all given, you know, one poker chip for one free beer or one free cocktail, whatever they wanted. So you kind of minimize the tab and in that way.
Right. So the second they walk in the door and show up at our table, what do you want? Here it is, right?
Yep. Good point. Good point.
Yep.
This episode is supported by IT Service Provider University. ITSPU is built for IT service professionals who already know the technical side and want to get better at running the business of managed services. The courses focus on the operational fundamentals that actually shape outcomes: service models, agreements, pricing, customer service systems, and the front office workflows that keep things consistent as you scale. The training is structured and practical, with both live and on-demand courses designed to help you build repeatable processes and standard operating procedures, not just collect ideas. For MSPs who want clearer models and more intentional operations, IT Service Provider University provides continuing education and certification paths grounded in real-world practice. You can explore the catalog and see how it fits at itspu.com.
You don't want to get responsible for anybody's over-servedness, right? They're on their own after the first one.
Yeah. And that the one last thing, just consistency is so key about marketing. Don't just try the event and if two people show up on the first one, then you give up. You need to be consistent. Make it like the first Friday every month and then, you know, do it for a long period of time. And, you know, because the more consistent you are, the better attended it will be.
Yeah.
So the better results.
That's a really good point. You have to do it. You commit to it for a year.
Yeah.
And then each time you invite the people that were there before so that it sort of grows. It takes a while to grow that kind of event. But you also don't need 50 people to show up. You mm-hmm. only need one good one to show up, right? So, if you get a couple people there, don't get discouraged because those are great contacts that might become your clients later on. You know, I've had two people show up at events and walk away with one contract, and it's totally awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the results you want.
Yep. All right, I promised to tell you about murder robots, but I know there's something in the news you wanted to talk about. North America IT services are growing significantly. Let's have some good news before the murder robots.
Yeah, please let me jump in and share some positive things. I thought this was an interesting article about, obviously AI is helping drive these things, but with the global economy, and then more specifically the U.S. economy, you know, more and more people, or at least the media you're hearing, are getting beaten down. The economy's flat, costs of living are through the roof, but IT spending is up, and it continues to grow up, or continue to grow year over year. So that's the good news. And what was interesting in this article as well, it was talking about the declining wage inflation. So the peak of wages in IT was around 2022 post-COVID, right? When everybody was scrambling to hire the best people that you can. A lot of people left their company because they were forced to come back to work or for whatever reason. But I know wages got out of control, but since then they've kind of slowly declined. I thought that was really interesting news as well. So I'm glad to see both of those things. I mean, for us business owners, that's good news. That helps things overall. So I just wanted to point those things out. Most of the MSPs that I talked to about how their year was in 2025 either reported, you know, an uptick in their business, or they had a record year. And, you know, it's kind of quiet news. And, you know, that's not what the media is telling us. So wanted to share that for sure.
Yeah, I think everybody's doing okay. I heard, you know, up a little or a bit flat, but nothing negative. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of uncertainty in our industry, and I think that's what makes people feel like maybe it's not that great. But, mm-hmm. you know, uncertainty also brings in money. We make money off of change. So,
yep.
So good news, good things to stay positive about. All right. I want to tell you about the thing I can't get out of my mind.
This sounds terrifying.
It is terrifying, I think. So our federal government has contracts with all of the major AIs, as you would expect, right? They've mm-hmm. got XAI, they've got OpenAI, they've got Anthropic, they've got Google, right? And they're all providing AI to the federal government. And the government said, hey, we want to change the terms of service on all these AI contracts. And we're going to throw out your terms of service for your product and replace it with the terms that we want to have. And the terms we want to have are very simple. It's one thing. We get to do anything legal with your software we want. And all of them signed it except for Anthropic. Anthropic said, that's fine. I'm paraphrasing all of this, by the way. It came out of a podcast by Hardfork, which we'll have the link to in the notes so that you can listen to it. That's fine, Anthropic said, but we have two things that we're concerned about that we don't think our software should be used for, and we also don't think it's ready to be reliably used for. The first one is mass domestic surveillance. We do not want our software to be used for the purpose of mass domestic surveillance. And the second one is we don't think it's ready to be used for autonomous murder robots. We don't want robots to be developed that have no human interaction after you just turn them on and let the murderous robot out there to go do its thing, right? Mm. So instead of military people, you would just turn on the robot and let it go. Anybody who's seen a sci-fi movie in the last 50 years knows that's a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Haven't we learned yet?
Yeah, I know it. So the federal government's responded to Anthropic by saying, well, we're going to cancel your $200 million contract then. And then Anthropic said, well, okay, well, we're still not backing down. Federal government came back and said, well, not only that, but we're going to prevent you from being used by any federal contractor by designating your company as a supply chain threat.
Mm.
And this is kind of where it stands at the moment. And so I find this a little scary that our government says, no, we don't want you to keep us from using your stuff to create murder robots. Anyway, I can't get it out of my head. I'd like you guys to go listen to that Hardfork podcast segment. That's pretty fascinating. And I haven't seen it anywhere else in the media, which is also pretty fascinating.
Scary. Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. I can see how with the federal government, how or why they would want to do some of that, not all of that. But then again, I mean, did you know the U.S. federal government is the number one customer for IT spending in the world? They buy more IT than anyone else, period. So when you're number one, I guess you can bully people around like that. So and dictate the terms. But, you know, AI can be misused very easily. So I get some of the requirements, but it's just terrifying to think about.
So, yeah. So we have to be careful with this new technology, I think. So, yeah. You know, this just I just can't get that out of my head. Ninja One added asset management to their product line.
Yeah, I like Ninja One. When other vendors in this, you know, in our ecosystem, not the 800-pound gorillas, but when some of these new up-and-comers are making their products, you know, bigger and better, you know, I love seeing that in the news. So
it's to me, kind of a gap, wasn't it? I mean, yeah. There's a real gap in the product. So it's good to see them finally take a look at that. Those are all the news items that we have for you guys today. So thank you for tuning in to the SMB Community Podcast. James, we'll see you next week.
All right, you bet. Thanks, Amy. Take care and stay warm.
Thank you for listening and or watching. Remember, Dave breaks down the IT news of the day on his show, The Business of Tech, which drops at 5 p.m. Eastern, Mondays through Fridays, with bonus content on the weekends.
Watching this on YouTube? Be sure to like and subscribe so you always know you've got our latest episode. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to use the contact form on the SMB Community Podcast webpage. That's smbcommunitypodcast.com. Or leave your comments on our YouTube episode page. Produced by Picture This Video. Part of the MSP Radio Network.